I think it's time now for a cry-on channel. Mm-hmm. And so I would like to invite our audience tuning in for this to allow themselves to relax in their chair. And if you've been busy doing things during our conversation, I invite you to just stop whatever it was that you were doing at the same time as joining in and take a moment to sit in the chair, soften your body, relax. Relax your head and your shoulders and your arms and hands and your knees, your thighs, your feet. Allow all the tension of the day to just dissolve and melt away. And once you've done that, I do invite you to close your eyes so that you limit any other sensory coming in to your field other than the audio, so that you can really take in deeply the messages that are being delivered to us in this moment from Cryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. Each week, we tell you much the same thing about the perspective and the perception that you might have of what is going on and that we would have from beyond the veil. We know who's watching. Perhaps there are those who would watch this program later having never seen it as it is presented now. We know who you are as well. No matter when this program is presented and you hear my voice, I will tell you this. Spirit is aware of you. It has nothing to do with the age of the program. It's always in the now. And that happens because of the intent that you have to watch. Isn't it beautiful to think that God is so aware of you that when you have the time to realize things or have an epiphany or start to understand things you did not before, that there is actual celebration of this. It's a revelation, and the light is being turned on to some of you as you learn some things. I would like to expose something to you, a perception you might have that's a bit incorrect, and then tell you why I give it to you. These are always times of teaching and perhaps of exposing ideas that go beyond the linear human being. Now, you're going to hear us say this for a long time. For many years, I have come in explaining the differences between what you perceive and totally what is or might be. And almost all the times we do this, it's because of the dimensional shift that is going on. You live in a single-digit dimensional reality. You live in four. But the real reality of all that is the universe is in hundreds of dimensions. Even science admits that there are more than 20 or 30 as they perceive it and start to identify them as the physics reveals them. So basically, you live in only a piece or a part of all that is. And yet, it is how you make your decisions. It is also how you perceive things. It's also that which is your reality. So in that, let me expose something. Some of you believe that either in past lives or other planets or wherever your soul has been, that there is some kind of remembrance of a society with high technology. Now, some of you know where I'm going with this, and some of you think you know, but neither of those cases do you really understand where I'm going with this. What is high technology to you? Let's talk about your grandparents or your grandparents' grandparents. What is the difference right now between their lives, them sitting in a room 100 years ago perhaps, or you sitting in a room where you are now? Here is what I'm going to tell you. There is almost no difference except for the technology. And so what you have today that they did not have is the technology. You can then transmit things. You can speak at long distances. You can travel through the air. You can do all these things. You have an amazing amount of things that they did not have. But let's say as you sit there, they all went away, all of them. Well, you'd be your grandparents. There you sit, just like they do. And that is, they'll have a book to read. They mail a letter, and it gets there in 3 weeks. All the kinds of things that they had, you would have without the technology. So where I am going with this is your perception of high tech. There are many who would weigh in on where your society is going, and they tell you that the knowledge will double every few years, or it's exponential. Where will you be, for instance, in 100 years? And your mind always goes to technology. You'll say, well, what we do today with our smartphones and our televisions and all that is and our virtual is going to amplify, and someday that technology will do this for us and do that for us. And I've told you the inventions that are coming, their technology. Why would you think anything else but you're going to be helped with new inventions and new technology? Well, where I want to take you is back to that which I started. Let's say you felt you were part of a place in the past, either here on this earth or on another planet, that had high technology. Some of you feel in this story that when you had the high technology, perhaps you were destroyed because of it, which is not the actual case at all, because God does not judge you for what you think or what you have. So there has never been a society, are you listening? There has never been a human society that was destroyed by God because of what humans did. You have free choice, dear ones, and there is no judgment. Now, that is contrary to what almost all of you have been told. This God who loves you dearly and is part of your soul, thinks of you as a beautiful, beautiful extension of itself, almost a child of God. There is no judgment for learning, dear ones. When your children start to ride a bike and they will fall over, do you rush up, point at them, and saying, we're going to punish you now? Or do you pick them up, wipe their tears away, and say, you can do it. You can do it. Do you see what I am saying? Do you expect God is dysfunctional enough to watch humanity learn and fall and learn and fall and then destroy them because they do? Or is God there to pick you up, dust you off, hold your hand, look in your eye, and say, let's try again. Let's try again. You see what I'm saying? So high technology has never been your downfall, but let's talk about what you think it is. This is where it gets fun for me. It exposes biases. It exposes that which you think you know and that you don't, because you're not aware of what's coming. Let's go back to that society. Let's say you visit that society in the past, again, either here or another planet. And you walk in, and they greet you. They say, oh, it's so great to have you back here. And you look around, and you don't see any technology. You don't see smartphones. You don't see airplanes. And yet, you see the results of them everywhere. You see, one of the humans you see that's welcomed you back says, wait just a moment. And they close their eyes and say, you know, Sally wants to talk to you. She's just waiting over there in the next street. I ask her to come on over. And you say, wait a minute, I didn't see you use your phone. So, we don't use phones here. I just ask her. We're always in touch. We have multiple channels. We can talk to each other anytime we want to. You see, we have a very high consciousness. Well, by the way, Fred will be here any moment. He's right now in Europe, but he'll be here in just a second. Do you see where this is going? And then Fred walks in the door. And you want to say to Fred, well, how was your flight? And Fred might look at you and go, what are you talking about? I just transferred with my consciousness one place to another. It's easy because I know how, and so does everyone else here, and the communication is instant. You sit down at a meal, and you ask, how could such a meal be prepared, and where is your freezer? Where is your refrigerator? And they look at like you're crazy. And they say, all of this was available instantly to us. We manifested it because it's simply atomic structure altered. We did it ourselves, and it's pure, and it has all the vitamins we want within it because we manufactured it with our consciousness, and we converted that which was one thing into another. Do you see where I'm going to this? Do you see what the perception is? That is high technology. Not one device, not one transistor, not one solder joint, not one screen to touch. And then when it came to that which was their entertainment, that is another story. They put themselves into the story that they wanted to see, and not only did they enjoy it, they participated within it, almost that they were the thespians of the movie they were watching. What a time. You've been there. That's high technology. And why would I tell you this, and what's the purpose? I want you to get chills when you think about this. That's where you're going. Dear ones, I have told you that this planet is headed for that which is an evolved consciousness. An evolved consciousness doesn't just mean you're not going to go to war, which is part of an evolved consciousness. An evolved consciousness doesn't just mean that you know better or that integrity will be better. It means that high technology is going to come from within. The very things that you laugh at today as being a little too strange, the twins, again, who can talk to each other or sense things on both sides of the earth, what's going on there? What is that? What kind of a consciousness allows you to do that? Or the one who can sense in remote viewing something is happening? Or what about those who can tell you what's going on because they sense the field? We've spoken of that as well. The field is where consciousness lies for you to sense, because the potentials of what is being thought and what is happening all are there. Think of that. Everything that might be so powerful in the future that's being thought of is in the field. Or things that perhaps are going to happen because of what people are already doing that you don't know about is in the field. So you're not fortune-telling when you describe what is already in the field from other consciousness. You're simply reporting. That, dear ones, may seem a little bit high-tech. You've got a future machine, you might say. Where is the screen where you look at it? If you understand what I'm telling you, I am saying to you that your consciousness can create things, can sense things, can transmute and transmit things. Think right now of the masters who walked the planet and what they did. Think of the reports of when they validated that which was healing and also violated physical laws that you think had to be magic or miracles. What if that was high consciousness working at a level you haven't seen that is available to every single human on the planet? Think of that. Perhaps you didn't understand any of this channel. Well, you're just going to have to get it on a replay. It's good to listen to again. What if the high technology that is coming is going to be you? Perhaps in another body when you return, maybe generations from now, maybe a long time from now, that shows an entire different kind of earth without the gadgets, because you don't need them. Think on these things and smile at the magnificence of the human that's going to create it. And so it is.